It is time for our monthly catch-up with the National Federation of the Blind in the USA. We're crossing the Atlantic to speak with Chris Danielson. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us. How are things in the States?
Pretty well. At least in Baltimore, we're getting some nice spring-like weather, which is nice, and ramping up to our national convention and other events that we're going to have this summer in the National Federation of the Blind. So everything's going pretty well.
Great stuff. Now, a couple of topics we're going to look at today, Chris. I've got an annual event and something brand new as well. But let's start looking at a project you've got going at the moment, looking to help visually impaired, perhaps scientists of the future?
That is correct. And now, as you know, and as your listeners will know, the National Federation of the Blind has been very concerned that blind students be able to participate equally in the STEM fields. These are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we've had several programs over the years to facilitate that, both to get blind students interested in science and also help them and teachers and other professionals learn how it is that a blind person can participate in the science classroom, what techniques can be used, what alternative technologies are available, and things like that. So our latest program is part of a 3-year grant that we received from the National Science Foundation, which is a government agency in the United States that funds various scientific projects and science education programs. So we've created a program that's called NFBEQ. And EQ stands for engineering quotient, kind of like how IQ stands for intelligence quotient. We've already had one of these programs last summer, and we have two more coming up this summer on June 19th through the 25th and on July 31st through August 6th. These are week-long programs. And what happens at these is that the students are given a project to solve a real-world problem. It may be getting fresh, drinkable water to rural areas where it's not available, for example, or providing energy to places that don't have ready access to electricity and that kind of thing. And they work on that problem for a week, they design a project, they prototype it, and they see if it works. So it's a really exciting process for them. I don't know exactly what the projects will be for these NFBEQ programs coming up, but I'm sure they'll be very exciting, and students can apply online right now to participate, and they'll come to Baltimore for a week and have some fun doing some engineering.
Sounds great fun, as you say, Chris. Now, we often talk about technology, smart technology, etc., which really helps level the playing field in many areas for blind and partially sighted people. Would it be fair to say that when it comes to STEM, that technology, probably year on year, is making it more accessible?
It is, I think. You know, there are lots of great things now, particularly in the area of tactile graphics, for example, that help in the engineering space. I mean, when you're dealing with engineering, you're dealing with needing to be able to read and understand a technical drawing, or even to make a technical drawing yourself. And we've got some interesting techniques so that students can do that. And, of course, we have tactile graphics equipment here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. So I imagine all of that will get a lot of heavy use during this process, because it's very important to make a plan before you try to build something. And, you know, a lot of that is done through drawing and through modeling. So tactile graphics, 3D printing, all of those things really come into play in this area especially.
Okay, Chris, we'll get some contact details off you shortly if people want to find out more about that. Another thing I want to touch on, something quite new, looking at accessibility again, but you have some boutiques to help people.
Yes, we have some small events that are RSVP coming up in Baltimore at the NFB Jernigan Institute. And these are events for people who are interested in learning more about accessibility. And they're only 2 hours long, so some of them will be introductory, but at the same time, they afford people an opportunity to learn how to create things in such a way that blind people will be able to use them if they're using screen reading technology or braille displays or other accessibility technology. They'll be able to use them just as well as anyone else can. And of course, we've talked over the years a great deal about ebooks and the importance of making ebooks accessible. So one of the boutiques that we're most excited about is focusing on how to make an accessible book using EPUB or PDF or whatever format you're going to use. There are ways within all of those technologies to make the book completely accessible to blind people. And of course, this is critically important in the educational space and beyond these days. So that's one boutique that we have coming up. We also have one on just the basics of HTML accessibility, properly labeling links and forms and using heading structure to organize a page and things like that. And again, it's a good introduction for folks. Unfortunately, these are only available at our NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore at the present time. We're looking at ways to expand the program, but for right now, folks will need to come to Baltimore to participate. But for those who can come to Baltimore, these are available and they can RSVP on our website to participate.
Sounds as if many people will, Chris. I'm pretty sure many people will be getting back to you on that. Just finally then, if people want to find out more about the STEM project or the boutiques or indeed any of the news from the National Federation of the Blind, how can they do that, Chris?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is nfb.org. NFB, of course, stands for National Federation of the Blind. We also have an email address, and we can respond to any general information request that we receive at that email address. That is simple enough, nfb@nfb.org. And we also have our Twitter feed, which is nfb_voice. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Chris, pleasure as always speaking with you. We'll catch up again next month. In the meantime, Chris Danielson, thanks for speaking on RIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us.